My name is Verity. Andy, it was amazing to see you for 2.5 seconds. Lovely to see your face. I think that's the first time I've seen you, which was great. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I've been a compulsive overeater since I was a young child. I celebrated 90 days 11 days ago. So I'm 101 days today, which is amazing. And I've been abstinent. I came in about 5 or 6 days before that, and then went away on holiday to Iceland, and then got back and got stuck in. But I consider myself really lucky because my history of eating has been, from a very young age, and it was very much stealing money to get food as a child. And my mum apparently would regularly get phone calls from the local postmistress in the village shop saying, is Verity meant to have this money, and checking. When I was really little, probably about five, I remember going bobber jobbing with my older sister and my twin, and we washed a car, and this would have been like 1980, and we washed a car and they gave us a £5 note, which was like so much money. And we just went to the local shop and we'd spent it all on like sweets and crisps and snacks and things. My child's running up the stairs, might be interrupted. But yeah, I used to take the money from the drawer, which was for the milkman. I used to go into my mum's purse, any way I could get extra. That was my earliest thing. It could be anything. It could be healthy stuff, whole bag of satsumas, take them to my room, eat them all, stuff everything down the side of the bed. Beside my bed was just all the wrappers nonstop. Darling, I'm just doing a share. Would you mind? About 10 minutes. Not at the moment. I'd really rather have a bit of privacy, and then I'll come see you, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So that, oi, I see you.
No doubt.
So that was a very early set thing. And then I remember when I first found out that I was overweight, which was the comparison, because I have an identical twin sister. We went to a brownie camp and photos were taken. I remember very clearly, that she was the slim one and I was the fat one. And then I remember the first time that I was fat shamed, and it was I must have been about 10 or 11, and I was in a dance class, and someone called me an elephant, and I was really shocked. But what I would do during, I would go pretend to go to the toilet, and I'd go into the tuck shop and take sweets from the tuck shop, So, I was very unaware of how I really was to other people. But it got up and down and up and down and up and down. Really, I started the first diet I went on was when I was 16, and it was highly, highly restrictive. Robin, please can have some privacy. Go on.
Oh.
Highly restrictive.
Oh.
And I exercised a huge amount. And I went to a proper weight training gym, and I used to bike to school and back, which was, sort of 3 miles there, 3 miles back, and I'd be playing sports at school. And I just didn't eat. Just didn't eat, probably for a good sort of 4 or 5 months, probably an apple a day, something like that, or a couple of crackers, until I was sort of on the verge of fainting on a daily basis. But all it took, and I lost a lot of weight, got a concave tummy, but the minute I ate a chocolate bar, that was it. It was gone, and that's how it's always been. So it's been restriction, never that bad. Never that bad again. I was quite scared of restricting like that, so I would sort of restrict in other ways, either through, food clubs or healthy eating, whatever it was. But it was always very dramatic, and it was always, I would do things like I would set myself these incredible goals, and I'm going to get fit. I'm going to run a half marathon, but once I reach those goals, I find it, I can't then go, okay, and now I'll train for a marathon, and then I'll keep running regularly. It's like, right, I've done that, and then it just goes back, and then I'm, and I as soon as I got pregnant, it was great, put on the weight. I could just eat and eat and eat and eat, and I would put on 5 stone, regularly, however many pounds that is, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it would just a regular thing when I got pregnant, and I had three pregnancies, and I'll dramatically lose the weight after, and then I'll put it all back on again, and I'll dramatically lose it. What I've never ever been able to do in my life is maintain anything. I've tried coming into OA several times, and had no success. My mind wasn't in the right place. I didn't feel that I really connected. I didn't understand the program at all, despite being in another fellowship. I just couldn't. It just all seemed a bit bonkers. And actually, what it was that my disease was rebelling and not allowing me to hear the message. But this time round, something different happened, and I joined on a Thursday, and I heard a woman share, and her share was absolutely, it just blew me away. And I contacted her immediately, which, is not like me. And when I first spoke to her, I was so relieved. I just cried at her. I had this fear, this real fear, that if I put down the food, I would fall apart emotionally. I really thought that I would fall apart emotionally. And when I say put down the food, I mean not restricting or binging. At the time I was really in a cycle of, intense binging, and it was just getting ridiculous all through the night. Every time I woke up, I'd go downstairs. I wasn't eating particularly unhealthy food, but I was eating huge volumes of it, and quite limited sort of obsessions on certain foods. I just lost all control, and I was so tired of being in this cycle of trying to make myself feel good, and then gaining it all back again, and feeling absolutely disgusted with myself, and not looking like myself. Really just losing a sense of who I was. So I contacted this woman because she spoke so beautifully about her recovery and the connection with a higher power, and we've been working ever since. And I got abstinent the day after coming back from my short holiday in Iceland, and it's been really interesting. The interesting thing has been I've taken a completely different approach. I'm sort of doing everything differently. I haven't weighed myself before becoming abstinent, and I haven't since. And the emotional challenges that has been really interesting, but just completely let it go of any sort of monitoring of myself, because that's a very, very unhealthy behavior that I have. So I'm just completely letting go of it. And there have been times where it's become quite a challenge, and the thoughts about, and I did try and weigh myself at 90 days, and the scales were dead. And then I couldn't open the packet for the new battery. So I was like, get the message. Okay, I'm not meant to be doing this. And that was great, actually. It was really nice, to have that freedom, because I know that what would have happened is if it didn't reflect what I wanted, I would be disappointed. This isn't working. If it reflected brilliantly, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm amazing. Haven't I done well? And actually, it's nothing to do with me, because the way I'm eating now is I'm struggling to stay abstinent by eating enough food, because I never ate three meals a day healthily, balanced, and so it feels like a large volume of food, because my binging would be sporadic. It wouldn't be sitting down and having a healthy balanced food but meal. So a lot of the time I'll eat my breakfast, and then I'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon going, oh my God, I've got to eat lunch. And that keeps happening. So I working out how what's going on is has been quite a challenge. But I know what I'm doing is I am trying to completely change the way that I approach food, that I approach my weight, and my opinion of myself based on that. And I've noticed some changes in my body that are positive, but I have no way of knowing what they are, and so I can't label them good or bad. And that's really interesting. It's a really it's, it can be quite challenging, but it's also very, very liberating. And I'm just working on my steps. I'm doing my step 4 and 5 at the moment, and that's been really interesting, because it's been so much more about how. So much more internal the work I'm doing than step 4 work I've done previously in another fellowship, which is all about how people view me. Or, the first one was very much, okay, this is all the people I blame and all the people I've harmed. This second time around, it was kind of like, well, I don't feel good enough, and I worry about how people see me. And now it's about, oh my goodness, this is who I am deep inside. And so it's been, I knew it would be the last bastion of my sobriety. I knew that this was the thing that needed to go for me to get completely and utterly sober. And I've been too scared to put it down until now. But what I realized very quickly after coming in was what a lie of my disease is, that there was no falling apart, that there was no, it's just liberating. It's been liberating. And every time I call my sponsor and I speak to my sponsor, I'm humbled by how human she is. It was one of the, it was just a complete God shot when I got her, because I heard the way she spoke and I rang her because I wanted what she had. And we have clicked absolutely amazingly, and she's been incredible. And she always brings it back. So she'll be, she'll be saying, okay, so that's the performance part of verity. That's the answer that you think you're meant to give. And then she'll push and push and push until I get to the answer that's really there, that I feel a bit like bleh, about. And that's when we I know, and I know, because I get the water in the eyes and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that was there. And to have someone who can guide me and allow me to be vulnerable is quite a feat for me, actually. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey. I have to say, OA Footsteps have been a massive part of it. Finding a group that I feel so comfortable with, that has some really powerful meetings, has been great. And I do go to other online meetings as well. I found one at 10 o'clock, which is a large speaker meeting, which I love. But really, OA Footsteps is my home, and I love the service structure here. I love how transparent it is. I've never seen the service structure so well and so clearly run. And it's been really fascinating. So I will leave it there, but I just want to say how grateful I am. I'm kind of amazed that I've got to this day count, and I'm not even focusing on the day count. It's just because I am literally just doing it every single day, just waking up and going, gonna have another abstinent day today, and it's beautiful. So thank you.